Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.
And you are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. 1850 453 106 is our low call number, and our text number is 53106. That will cost you 30 cent. Keep that in mind, because again, we're running our competition that we ran yesterday. It's in conjunction with 123.ie. We're giving away cash. The mechanism is all you have to do is answer one, two or three questions. Each one has a cash prize. With each question, the prize money increases. If you answer correctly, you can keep the money you've won or risk it to answer the next question and win even more money. Now, yesterday there was a rollover, as the person we had on didn't get her question right. So the three cash prizes today are: question one, if you get that right, you'll win 300. Then you have the opportunity to answer question two. That'll win you 600. And then question three, and that'll win you 1,400 quid. We could give away at the end of the show today. And that's with all thanks to 123.ie. No need to go to extraordinary lengths to get a good deal on your car insurance. Indeed, if you win the 1,400 quid, you got your car insurance for free, no matter what the price of it is. So to be given the chance of playing this text award, cash, to 53106, that will cost you 30 cent. We're going to pick out a name at random out of a big, huge digital hat that we've constructed especially for the purpose. We'll be putting that person live on air towards the end of the show, and they'll have that chance to win all that cash. We were talking about Turkmenistan with Jonathan DeBurka Butler. Texter says, I've been to Turkmenistan. It was awesome. Craziest place I've ever been to. My favourite law is that it's illegal to smoke outside. You're not allowed to smoke inside. Yes, that is an odd. They have many odd laws there. And the guy who's in charge of it now is actually relatively sane compared to the guy who was in charge of it before, who named Tuesday after his mother and had various kind of weird laws like that. Just to point out, we were talking, Jonathan was talking as well about in Switzerland, they're reducing the VAT rate on tampons. And Liam points out the government apply a VAT rate of 23% to motorcycle helmets. Could that be an excuse if in court for non-compliance? Something very wrong here. Well, I don't think it would be an excuse for non-compliance, but I think you're also right. There's something very wrong there, really. Also, Jonathan was talking about that terrible fire in that factory in Bangladesh. Texter says, the reason those factories exist is because of fast fashion. It's the great shame of a generation that clothes are so cheap and disposable. The €5 dress might have been a bargain, but spare a thought for the worker who made it in poor conditions for an extremely small wage. Well, indeed. Plus also the environmental implications of buying clothes and then just chucking them away when you don't want them. Speaking of the environment, we were all talking about climate change, and perhaps nuclear should be considered more actively in many countries. Can you imagine Ireland trying to build a nuclear power plant when we can't get basic infrastructure, right? There are children's hospital, case in point. We would all be glowing in radioactive waste. Well, I mean, in fairness, what happens in a lot of countries is that there are countries that have developed the technology to not just to build nuclear power stations for themselves, but to build them for other countries. So that would be, compared to Children's Hospital, relatively straightforward. Lisa Marie in Greystone says, blessed are the barrel makers. No, I did, because someone was saying that some skills are dying out. I cited barrel making as one of those skills. And I'd say the average school kid knows more geography than most members of the British Parliament. Excellent point, Lisa Marie. Well made. There's somebody else who calls themselves Looney. I don't know if that's their actual name or not, says, Mr. Moncrief, your reporter, Henry McKean, obviously is not aware that geography and geology are different subjects, dealing with different aspects. What a ridiculous vox pop. Well, Miss or Ms. Looney, he was asking questions from a junior cert examination paper, the geography junior cert examination paper. So because we were talking about geography as a junior cert subject and how it's not mandatory anymore. Gar says, as well as geography, some courses in eco issues would be beneficial, like water usage and cotton farming to make one t-shirt, etc. I was shocked at that. And someone else says, I think it's an interesting point that someone got an A1 in the leaving but can't remember anything. It shows us how flawed a system it is. We're just telling teenagers to learn off huge amounts of information rather than understand and develop ideas in a smaller amount of subjects. Well, that's true. But I mean, you know, she got an A1, I imagine, because she wanted to go off and do something else. She knew she needed to accrue a certain amount of points let's assume that she wanted to go to university and there was one particular subject that she was interested in. I'm guessing that subject wasn't geography. But that's, I suppose, the kind of education system we have. It's a kind of a transactional thing. You accrue a certain amount of points, or as many points as you can, so then you can go and study the subject you like. Speaking of subjects that we like, Graeme Finley joins us once again for Tell Me Why. You can always send in your question to Graeme at afternoon@newstalk.com. Today's question is, why do people lose so much hair every day, particularly in the shower and that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. The actual question from a listener, which I'm afraid we're only getting to after some time, but we're trying to do them all.
Yeah.
Is why do I lose so much hair every day? Which is highly specific to them. And since we don't know them, we can't say. So you're right. Why are people shedding hair? When should you be concerned about shedding hair and so forth?
Right. Okay. And so, we're assuming that somebody's not sneaking into the bed and shaving them in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that would be creepy.
Yeah, that would be creepy.
And you'd probably actually sort of notice that.
But kind of admirable, too, to have that deft a touch.
Yeah, you'd have to, unless they're very, very heavy sleepers.
Yeah.
I mean, even so, you would be able to know. I mean, first of all the hair would be gone.
Yes.
Right? But you can, now there are two things which are at work. Now, first of all, I'm fascinated by these kinds of things. We have approximately 5 million hairs on our body of all sorts of different types, all of which go through the same phases, but for different lengths. So there's the phase where they're growing, and hair is actually quite an amazing structure. It's a very complicated structure. And of course, hairs don't feel anything, but the follicle is what's doing all the work, and that's inside your skin. And it's sort of like having 5 million little vampires attached to your body, because they are connected through capillaries to your blood, and they're taking nutrients out of your blood and forming hair with it.
Okay.
And so this process of growing hair, the active phase ranges anywhere from 2 to 7 years. It actually varies by ethnicity in interesting ways. That's why Asian people, for example, can grow longer hair than most people, because in Asians, the period is longer.
All right. Okay.
They can grow it up to a meter long.
Yeah.
So there you go. Then there's a sort of transitional phase, and then there's a phase where it's resting, and basically the follicle cuts off the blood supply to the hair, and the hair eventually falls out. And that's that phase where it's, you know, shedding hair is perfectly normal. You have only about 100,000 hairs on the average head, so there's 4.9 million hairs for the rest of you.
Yes.
Curiously, blondes have approximately 150,000 hairs on average, real blondes, right? And redheads have only about 90,000 hairs on average, and brunettes are close to the average, really, 100 to 110,000. Anyway, now your body hair, right, or the, you know, other kinds of hair, eyebrows and stuff have much shorter phases, and so they don't grow nearly as long. They go into the resting phase much more quickly. Now, you shed 50 to 100 hairs a day, naturally, perfectly normal. If it's over 125 a day, you might start in getting concerned. And one way, there's lots of ways to try and see if you have excessive shedding of hair, which can be, I mean, when we're talking about these things, a lot of the things I was able to look at were really directed at women, even though men also might be concerned about shedding hair. But losing hair, which is slightly different from shedding hair, seems, and they've done studies about this, does disproportionately affect women's self-esteem and confidence and emotional sort of life than men, even though, you know, men have plenty of issues surrounding hair as well. So there are ways of counting hair. There's non-invasive, where they just isolate a part of your scalp and take it and assume that's average for the rest of your head. Or there are invasive ways, which I don't recommend. You can pull on the hair of your scalp to see, you know, how much comes off, because it shouldn't hurt. If it's coming off normally, it's you're shedding hair as opposed to sort of losing hair before it's time. And when you take a look at these hairs, you'll see that there's a little club-like, it's called a club hair. There's a little club-like end or bulb on the end of the hair, which that suggests it's a hair which has gone through its life cycle and should be shed.
Anyway, right? Yeah.
So now that's different from hair loss, which is the permanent loss of hair, which again, men and women go through. There's female pattern baldness, just the way there's male pattern baldness, although the patterns are different. And very few people make it to the end of their life with the same full head of hair they had when they were 12. And especially women. I mean, women will notice this. Most women after the age of 65 will not have the full head of hair they had earlier. But again, this is something about which many women are quite self-conscious. Men, as we're all probably familiar with the standard patterns of male pattern baldness, women actually tend to thin sort of from the hairline, whether it's a increasingly gap at the part or the middle of the hair, the hair sort of they don't recede. It's a gap at the part or a thinning spreading out from the part, right? So they lose it on top, but not with the sort of back of the head, center of the scalp pattern, which men have. So hair loss is different from hair shedding, and there are lots of potential causes of hair shedding. They're actually quite interesting. I mean, if you've lost a lot of weight, so anything which gives your body a bit of stress or a shock can lead to excess shedding. If you've lost a lot of weight, if you've given birth, right? And in fact, one of the most interesting things is after some kind of particularly stressful event, like giving birth, is that the excess shedding appears 6 weeks to up to 3 months after the stressful event.
Yeah.
So women will start to notice that they're shedding hair excessively after about 6 weeks to a month or to 2 months.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
And then, you know, 6 to 9 months later, it will resume. It'll go back to normal. Right? Any kind of illness, especially high fevers and so forth, or any kind of chemical, medical, or beauty treatment which places stress on the follicles will lead to excess shedding. It will send, and it can send up to 70% of them into this sort of final resting phase where they're shedding hair prematurely. Mm. And so chemotherapy famously causes people's hair to fall out, and that's because it attacks rapidly dividing cells, and the cells which produce hair are rapidly dividing. So it's not surprising that it would cause hair loss as well.
Yeah.
And again, once chemotherapy ends, the hair comes back just as before, right? So stress. Stress can be a cause of excess shedding. And again, people should try to deal with kind of stress. So if you think that's the cause of your excess shedding of hair, that's something you should be worried about.
Sounds like, though, if you if suddenly you find you're losing hair, and it's not like you're a bloke and you're just going bald, that there might be some far more serious reason why this is happening.
There can be. And in fact, some of these, none of these are probably life threatening in the sense that the hair losses or excess shedding or also hair loss often correlated with some of these things. Is a symptom of an underlying condition, which can be serious.
Mm.
But it's, you know, they're manageable to some degree. And the hair loss is not a sort of a problem in itself, except for issues surrounding our society's relationship with people having hair, particularly women. So again, if you have a thyroid condition, whether it's too little production of the thyroid hormone or too much production of the thyroid hormone, your hair can become brittle and break, but also it can lead to hair loss or excessive shedding. And in fact, again, many, many women as they get older will develop a thyroid condition, about 1 in 8.
Mm.
And similar, if your body produces too much male hormone as a woman, you can find yourself losing or shedding excess hair, have excess shedding, and so forth. It's actually quite fascinating how all of the systems of your body can come to bear on the hair follicle. So, for example, many of these conditions, especially alopecia, sort of baldness, which the particular kind of baldness which attacks people at often any age and can lead to total loss of body hair, is an immunological disorder. It's an immune disorder, and it's when the immune system puts stress on the follicles, right? And puts stress on and the actual operation of this is not entirely well known in men, and this is quite interesting. Hair loss, baldness, is actually quite well understood and was understood as far back as the time of Hippocrates, who observed, because they did these kinds of experiments in those days, that eunuchs didn't go bald.
Really? And,
or at least people who are...
That presents a terrible choice to have to make.
Kind of, it's like Rogaine is better, really. and Rogaine only works if you start well, you still have some hair.
Yeah.
And Rogaine actually increases the size of the follicles. I mean, when people lose their hair, men and women, it's usually a result of the miniaturization of the follicle. And so you get smaller and less detectable hairs, not the absolute loss of the follicle. This is particularly true in women, though. But anyway, yes, they found that if you apply in later studies, that if you apply, if you give testosterone to people who've been castrated before developing, going through puberty, that that they, the men who hereditarily would have been going bald, do go bald.
Right.
So these are experiments which I wouldn't want to ask for research ethics for, frankly.
Yeah. But it sounds like in many of these instances that the immune system is under attack for some reason, or it's stressed for some reason or another. So it goes, right, okay, we have to deal with that, so we don't need hair. Is that really what's happening? Is it diverting the blood supply elsewhere where it's more needed?
Yeah, and it's also going into overdrive, and it's sort of going after everything.
And
that's going to have effects on anything which depends quite crucially on blood.
Right.
So, but again, and hormonal and male pattern baldness and female pattern baldness are both genetic, largely, in fact, and hereditary.
Yeah.
So again, there's not so much you can do except before, when you're young, especially under 40, really start laying on the Rogaine.
Yeah,
which is a brand,
which has can have side effects for people as well.
It's
not
true.
Not everybody likes
it. Like everything else.
Also, perhaps, apart from all those natural reasons, if you just like dyeing the head off yourself all the time, that's probably not good.
This is the big one. I mean, in many ways, there's lots of things you can do to take stress off your hair. There are certain hairstyles, ponytails, really tight ponytails aren't good for your hair. They will pull on your hair. If you tie that ponytail on, as I did back when I had hair, so tight, it's probably a related story, that you feel like your face is being pulled back, you're doing it wrong. But any kind of, if you're dyeing your hair, if you're using a lot of heat on your hair, if you're many really, really chemically based beauty treatments on your hair, is just not good for retaining your hair. The follicles don't like that.
Right. And plus also, if you're a vegan, chances are you will go bald.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's why they're angry.
There are, reasons. If you feel like smacking vegans down, and it seems like that's a popular constituency, the risk is, yes, if you don't get enough iron, which you can get from plants, but it's, you have to eat more of them. Iron deficiency can lead to excess shedding or hair loss, as can protein deficiency. So again, if you're a vegan, but you're doing it wrong and you're living on chips, you could experience hair loss, right?
That's not a vegan diet. Multiple requests for pictures of you with a ponytail.
Yeah, they've all been destroyed.
They've all been destroyed. But that's why God created Photoshop. We'll take a break. Graham, thanks a million for coming into us today. After that, we're going to be talking about a British dependency that perhaps has to be given back.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by 123.ie. Don't make insurance a hot topic. Just go to 123.ie, where simple is smarter.